go through Shaias, which is been the greatest stuff we did this month. So I'll throw out the Shaias, I'll handle 2 seconds, and we'll go through it. Okay, a lady, she only, they only do 7 days. They only do the old minig of Chumash, they don't do Chumash of Zera. Should we tell her to go to Mikvah now? If she bleeds, count 7 days, and then she wants to go to Mikvah. Do we, does it help? Does it anything?
Waiting for
she doesn't wait. She doesn't wait to five. She goes bleeds. Counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Should we tell her to go? Why not?
Asif.
Huh?
Before we five days. No, better than not going at all.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you getting the deraisa? Should you go to get the deraisa, or is the, she has to? She's not supposed to do it. She's supposed to go. She's supposed to wait the 5 days. Now that she's supposed to accept herself as a Magdala. But now that she didn't do it, do we say don't? Is any mile of her going to the mikvah? Or is there a mile?
You didn't do it.
She's going to be with her husband either way.
She can still do it.
Oh, and not from her husband?
Yeah.
Not get the itza from a rab. Get it from like Shua.
Isn't that what I just said?
That's what we said.
But isn't that what I said?
She was not here, so it's me. I'm just trying to see.
Fine, Elena is a very short psycho.
Somebody calls her up and she's like modern.
No, I'll tell him. You have to get Zayn again. No.
Okay. Too much.
What?
Too much.
What do you say? What do you say?
We'll tell his friends.
Whatever. I would tell us you have to, you know, so you have to wait another 5 days. Now, some else, maybe we'll tell her that it wouldn't be such a bad idea. Maybe do it. Do it, but you can't go to Mecca. Fine. Elena is a very short psycho. She'll be never able to have children. She waits 7 days.
Could she?
If she's not like a Zayr, she'll never be able to have children. Why are we going to make all that?
She's
not there. Fine. Okay, Pnui, we spoke about a bunch of times, right? If Pnui wants to go to Mikvah, what do we do? What?
The same thing, we tell him not to go.
We don't pass in it, but somebody else does it, whatever, fine. A lady forgot to do my tochik, what happens?
Is your mouth like your mush on
that? That what?
Yeah.
I mean, we saw the Rav Gosses Mimba Pashas, Rav Mishan holds takana, I'm saying, else is some pick around. Huh? My tochik after, a lady forgot to do my tochik, what do you do?
We
spoke about that crazy case of Shasta Chaket about Shuva. Remember, it came from a week. They forgot to make Dach was a lacha. It's okay. They forgot to have Satira.
The first Bedika
comes. When
are
they
going to
do an
essay? How long does one do a make Dachik for? How much is supposed to be from? Beginning of Meshmashas, till the end of Meshmashas, it's from Shkia. Till the end, we discuss if a lady remembers 5 minutes after Shkia, L'chor is not Yanina making a Maitach, the whole Bavar Maitach is the Oitzimi called Safik. And if Peshas Maisa, you still had a Safik, and you started 5 minutes later, then Enoch Nami would be no Indian of making a Maitach. How long someone is saying, let's not say Shabbos, whatever you hold, say Shabbos. L'chor, I think it's big, L'chumra, being that Maitach is only L'chumra. 18 to 20 minutes, I think, is fine. You know, but frat the people, you know, a lot of times it's a shashmaka, therefore it's not so good that you do a maitachik. A lady who's, she says, I'm dry, should we tell her to do a maitachik?
No.
Pashas, now we said, Sukhumran, if you're a makas, it's not going to be kedai. After birth, should you do a maitachik? We said, no, because it leads to makas, and it's going to be a issue. When is Maitach Ma'akev?
First day.
If it's the first day of seeing, then the Mechaber holds that what? Right, and there are Mop Haskins.
Yeah, you could do it by the
first day.
What?
No. There are Mop, you don't need to.
He says my talk is ma'akev. The yevid barkas on beishmashes matzas mitar. Even if it wasn't the kumen shmashes, the Rama is going to be make of the shachs. The mahani, the ma'aseh, you know, we're not so quickly to make like Rama. You know, the skamas achrenim is really not so much not. It's more not like the Rama. The day you saw, ladies, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, is my talk ma'akev. The day which you see. Starting 5 days ago, you saw 5 days.
Not if you only saw
I saw for 5 days, on day five, they're talking about guys.
No.
So going to Chavis Das?
Yes.
Yes, it's not like that. And,
it's
not the first day we are, so we don't say that myself. Fine. A lady in the morning, she wanted to see if she stopped singing or not, so she just like did a petika, just to see if she stopped singing. And then things got busy, and so we had to make a two and a clara. That was enough. She didn't do a bedika. She just did a bedika like, I want to see if I stop. Oh, could I stop? Okay, and then she went to do it. I'm like talking, she forgot to make a talk. What's the lot?
It's good
idea. What?
She did a chayim stock and she did a right bedika.
Good, brings down. He should have got a little bit knesset. The Rama Bezai don't go to shul when you need her. She did a bedika to see if she could go to shul. And where are we? No, that's something, sorry. That's basically how we chayish a bedika when you need to betor bedika. It wasn't betor chi bedika, you just did it not betor chi bedika. Are we chayish you need to do it properly? It is a machlekes in various kashrut and sefer tzedek, and not so quickly to be made kolos. His mamash convinced that she did it. A lady did. A hefsek a minute after shkia. What's halacha? So we send her to so we're machmer. Moshe mikol to 9 minutes, but that's how we now we are so on like Moshe, and we're going to be machmer. When's the last time to make hefsek? We said half hour, hour before would be the best time to did it, to do it. A lady, she always lights 40, and then she was about to light, and she did not do a half sec. What should she do?
Half
sec.
The lesson says that if you make Kabbalah Shabbos afterwards, it's too late and you can't go out and make a hefsek. You can't afterwards make a hefsek. The Mar brings down b'diavadein lachish, nozim l'chachila b'diavadein lachish. Therefore, Avadi always have to go out and make a hefsek tire before goes ahead and be Kabbalah Shabbos. If it was a matzav where a person didn't do it, so we spoke out from the Sheva Leib, what should we say?
That's
the dental,
no?
What do you say? If you don't mind, we should hold 40, so just push it off. I'm saying if you're not really so mindful on the minig 40, but if you mind, do the minig 40, so you should light, and then...
Well, what does that mean you do it?
Some is the Kabbalah Shabbos, and then did the Hefsek, or somebody did it, it's good. When should you do the Meich?
Shkia.
What do you say?
Shkia.
Bach says twice.
Oh, that's a bit of a chumra. Pashas will do it by Shkia. A lady did a Hefsek. Day one in the morning, then the hefsek was no good. So she can't, can she count the bedik in the morning for her hefsek?
Yes.
Should you do another one before Shkia?
Yes.
You should do another one before Shkia. If you didn't do another Shkia, it's going to be okay. Let's say a lady who, you're not sure if she has a maka. I had this last week. It was a hefsek was no good. Wasn't sure, possibly could be a maka. Did day one in the morning. And now the question is, she should do another half six. So I told her not to do it, because the
day one
was good. What?
Day
one in the morning was good. So.
Use that as the half six.
Yeah.
But only the Abbot would use the half six. That'll be my Abbot, and therefore it's going to be okay. A lady forgot to wear white. What's the halacha?
No problem.
But, not no problem.
Make
her
feel good about it.
Right? Not no problem. No. Problem. We'll give it to you this time, okay? if it's important, okay?
And not important, then what?
No. B'di'evet we're miko, but you don't just make things because the b'di'evet comes. B'di'evet comes part of the seder ayoyim, and when you just do it, what? We'll make a b'di'evet, but saying, but you can't just go like that because then the b'di'evet comes part of the seder. Oh, lady's going swimming. Does have to wear white? Does she have to wear white? So Moshe's miko. Doesn't make her. You know, Moshe's miko. Should she? When can she take a shower during the Zayin Kim?
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, shower's okay. That's not considered a problem. Well, taking a bath.
No.
Yeah, as long as you just
the bath says whatever. But nice in the minute is you can just do a bidik beforehand, then it'll be okay. I change the mara, but if you do a bidik beforehand, then you're okay. That's the minute. Do you have to wear white linen? Nowadays, the chashash is not 100% relevant because we have tight underwear and therefore.
Why isn't that I'm not bringing here? I only bring the
Rebbe, in number 51 in the Laws of 17 Days, it says most have the minute to place my chair on our bed as well, and it says that
okay. A lady's doing hafsek tayra in 2 days from now. What does she do about rechitza? She's doing hafsek tayra
on
your kippur.
Yeah. Do you do rechitza? Don't do rechitza.
Iron kippur.
2 days from now. Iron kippur.
She's
doing hafsek on your kippur. Right, that was.
They
can do it. It's not going to be so tiny. And you can wash. Depends what type of system you have. I'm saying.
I'm saying from an urn or whatever.
From an urn, yeah. I'm saying you're just doing a little bit.
It might work. Dilute
it first. When a lady washes herself out, either you do a cold and just you wash a little bit, or you want to mix cold and hot together in a way in a cliche.
You don't have to go in.
You don't have to go in. Okay, yeah. When you wash stuff out, do you have to wash out the outside or you wash out the inside?
Inside out. Both.
Well?
Both.
Well, do you have any rice either way? Have any rice either way? Just curious.
Yeah,
I think Rav Moshe handles whether we do it right before or not. Wouldn't tell us why.
Inside.
What do you say?
You have to wait 15 minutes before you do
it. No reason why you're cleaning is eight to table, no?
Yeah, but what are we worried about? Some on the outside or at the inside? What are we worried about?
Inside, no? Because that's where the bedik is being.
Maybe on the outside is a
bedik. Where is the outside?
I don't care about the outside.
We said two reasons, right?
Eight
to table. Eight to table because you have cats in the first 2 days and not table, or if you find after 3 days, then. So the question is, how much you have to wash out? Fine. What? Oh, it's not clear. I break what she said. Like, I said the minute seemed to turn it down. People were doing on the inside. I'm not sure if you have to. But what do you do on your kippur? What do you do inside Schita? Shabbos? What do you do on Shabbos? Understand?
You wire in slash on. They go inside also.
And go inside.
That's basically the outside. I'm not just going inside. People go inside with a wipe and they go and
wipe. That's what they do it?
That's how people do it. I've gotten asked that many times. Like, what do you do on Shabbos? What? But, what do you say? Do you do that also? Some people, I'm just going inside and wipe it in. But,
aren't there tshuvas about how close to it you're allowed to go, which is mashma, that you're going inside?
You're doing water in the area. Some water's getting inside, and it's not. It's gonna do both. Right?
Somebody wants to wash inside.
Why are you waiting 15 minutes?
Because they're washing the area. Definitely, water's getting inside and diluted. I Burgess somebody thinks the minute turned into baby on the inside. Saying, but I don't think so. And all these didn't have showers, right? So what they do? What's the question? All these didn't have showers, so how they clean themselves? They probably brought some water. There's some water. They just like splashed a little, right? So I doubt they went in the olden days, right?
But are they getting the ground to get a bath in the river?
Maybe they did. Why not?
They went to the river, you think?
Why river? They just take their bath and just take their
shoes. What?
Mm-hmm.
Says punish the mata daiva kasha. Okay. Okay. The last one. Fine. A lady, she realized 4 minutes after shkia, she forgot to do a bedika. What should she do?
A bedika. What day? Was that any day?
Yeah.
Day 7, she has to do it.
Tell her that she didn't do
the. No, Bana Smash, she always do it. Suffolk and Suffolk Lay. Why not do it? Do a Vidigo. She forgot to do it. It's 4 minutes of a skia. Oh, I didn't do a Vidigo. What should I do? So I have to say, I'm going to make any other Vidigo. Do it, whatever. Fine. A lady did have sick. A lady did have sick, forgot day one.
Start. Day two is day one.
Did have sick, forgot day one. Day two, the hair will turn into day one. A lady did a hefsek day one, forgot to do the rest of the bedikas. What happens now?
Hefsek was there for a long time, so the hefsek comes from
day eight. Day eight.
It's a problem, it's not over.
She
doesn't have 7 days
again. Okay. She did have singing on Risha and forgot to do the rest. The Chabad says, "Aim la hako, pas she has started all over again." Now, she went to a Rav. She went to a Rav, and the Rav told her that, "Oh, I think it's not a problem." And then she came the next day and came to a Chabura and found out that it was a problem. What happens now?
Is she
Lanza? Lanza, sorry, Vidyav is going to be Mekel. Let's say she went to the mikvah and then she has the Shaila.
That
well,
huh? Isn't that lunch?
What do you say?
Waste of Mecca.
No, it's not always. It's not always so easy to get through to Rav. So she went to the mikvah.
She said, "Mistobas are gonna be fine. Just go." And
go.
Shas had
chak.
No, she came to the mikvah, then she found out.
You don't have the svar lunch. You don't have the svar lunch. So the pashim all go. We said extreme cases of, like we mentioned, the case. Of the person who had major shalom bias issues, and she finally was masking to go to the mikvah, and she only had one bedika, you know, or something like that. And then,
right?
Half second, one bedika. Half second, one bedika. Fine. She did. Fine. A lady who was flying, so it cut short her zayin came.
What's up? What?
She's flying, so her zayin came or less hours.
No problem.
Not a problem. Who says not a problem? It's 7 days. Let's say she goes through the. Let's say she's going through the international dateline. You skip a day. And she's supposed to go to mikvah Tuesday. Now it turned. It went from Sunday to Tuesday.
Shmash.
What?
You're Shalom Bas.
What's the lacha?
You need 7 passages of.
You have to have 7 days. It's not called 7 days. You miss a day if you have Yom Belayla, and that lachir would be a problem. Fine. When's the best time to do? How many bedikas you need a chachila?
14.
You need bedikas for 14. What's the best time to do a bedika?
Morning when you get up.
Morning when you get up, and then make a kind of non-lachir. That'll be the time to do it. A lady is wearing a mic. Can she go out to Shus Ram on Shabbos?
No.
There's no
air?
No
air. There's no air. Pashas is a problem. There's no air. Pashas is a problem. You may not be able to do it. A lady has a hard time doing bedikas. Can she put water on the bedika cloth?
Yes.
So Masham says you could, but you only should only be a little bit.
That's just to put inside first.
It's better to put on her body. I suppose to put on the victim because they're losing it. But the lady says that if I fast, I cannot go to the mikvah. Should she fast?
Why?
She says, okay, I'm not going, I can't go to the mikvah. I fast or something like that. Should she fast?
No.
What?
Huh? Woman fast to you?
No.
What do you say? Do we have a Shulchan Aruch here? What? I mean, the Ramah says that the minig is a nashim fast.
When?
Always. Even Beres Min, I should say, the Ramah says the minig is the fast, unless the mitzvah is harbi. That's what he says.
Did you read this
in Beres?
Wait. a lot of the places get it, so I'll say it. I mean, it's down, we could assume this man is a lady's arm is there as Harvey when they're pregnant and nursing, therefore on it. But nursing, many, not all of them, you know, many are born in Armeko. There are, I say Das Yochid, which goes to Das Teira, which says that during 2 years after a baby, then you don't have to fast.
Even though I'm nursing?
I said a Das Yochid. There is a Das Yochid, whatever. Definitely 98, whatever. Hasidim go with it, but Lipshitz Paiskim, 98% of Lipshitz Paiskim do not go with that. Basically, nothing. The Ramah says you have to fast, it's Mistaris Arbe. I think in America, most of your mothers fasted, right? I think. Guess them. But the Hasidim a little bit. Omeko, the Das Torah. Mubaris, like we said, Mubaris and Menachem says, it's over there, Klaus, we assume that they're the same. It's Mistaris Arbe. I said, you know, there is a whatever. Fine. So back to here. So she says, I can't fast. I can't go to mikveh and fast. So what's going to be the halacha?
I think she's going to be.
What? No, mistaris harbi means that you're chayla. Chayla is part of fasting. So we say, mubaris, I mean, I guess, I mean, astam, they are chayla, they are part of fasting. They're not in the chi of fasting. Over here, the question is, she's able to fast, but she won't have kayach to go to the mikveh. Okay, we're a Jew first, saying, man, she doesn't have a kayach. She doesn't, you know, she has a chi to fast, so she can't go to the mikveh.
Has nobody ever had this shayla?
All the time.
Last week, that's why he's
asking. Do they go anyway? Or?
Usually.
Can they go the next day?
A lot of it is like people try to, what's the right word?
Juices.
No, if a person calls up, they want to. Anybody, when you're making ultimatums, I've had a lot of times in a lot of cases, like, it's not my job as a rough to play into your ultimatums. I'm saying, no, certain things like that is understandable, but sometimes, like, a lady says, like, no, I think it's not an example. And I think it promises to see, so she goes, whatever. Or no, if I, should they call up, whatever, like, if it's a problem, I'm not going to the
makeup.
No, if it's a problem, I'm not going back, whatever, it's not whatever. But, like, the basic saying has to be that's a very whatever that if there's any heter in the world I want it like basically like that. But either way, I'm not going. I was gonna say that my wife's not going back. Whatever. So, right. Well, if I can't wear Shabbos make, I'm not going to the mikvah.
You can't
what? Wear Shabbos make, I'm not going to the mikvah. Sanchez. No, so as long as you don't go to mikvah, it's not my price. I'm saying no, it's a bad shahab. I'm saying it's not like whatever.
Send them for therapy.
What?
Is it not Rabbi's Zacharias? Meaning if they're actually not going to the mikvah?
Why is it not Zacharias?
I don't know.
I hold Shabbos makeup is a problem. So, but yeah, right? It's a problem, right? Most people hold it's a problem, right? Oh, yeah? Okay, so then.
No, with this, it's.
So like, what am I supposed to do? And what does it do? Now,
in terms of fasting.
So you want to know if she says, like, okay, I can't do 14 bedikas, not emotionally up to it, and if I have to do 14 bedikas, I'm not going to make a shemaya. That can hear Seder. She's not emotionally up to it, then Seder. We have a place for that in Halacha, but.
No, I'm saying the fasting thing. If she's taco.
So fasting is understandable. I understand why you cannot go to mikveh after you fast. I understand 100%. And but beside it, it's about wait a day. I'm saying.
We don't want
them to wait a day, but you have to fast. Which I do. What should I do? If I can't, I've got this many times. If I can't put on makeup, I'm not going to mikveh Friday night. So.
It's a normal thing.
No.
No, I'm saying
the ladies. They're embarrassed. They're so embarrassed. They're so embarrassed. How can they go out without makeup? I was looking at myself. I'm going to mikvah. That's the thing. No one is looking at you. You're not that important. I'm saying, whatever. No one cares about you. I don't know why. It's like, no one cares what you do. No one's paying attention to you. It's dumb, I'm saying, whatever. You know, when you're 23, you think people are looking at you. But when you're my age, you realize, like, no one cares what you're doing. No one's looking at you, and whatever. I'm saying.
But I must say, it's a minute to fast. You say it's a minute.
Lady did day one, and. Yom Zayin, 15 minutes after Shkia. Day one and Day Zayin, 15 minutes after Shkia. No, she's Lefish.
Well, she forgot to do the weekend?
She did Hafsik, day one, and 15 minutes after Shkia. 15 minutes after Shkia.
She did the Hafsik 15 minutes after
Shkia? No, Hafsik was Bizmanai, day one was Bizmanai. Yom Zayin is 15 minutes after Shkia.
Why is it good? Can I just show?
What you say?
Oh, so you say it's a shkia, so it's fine.
It's still Benish Nashis, no? It goes 13 after means after Shkia, the Goinim. But Maisa, you know, no one down in mind 15 minutes after Shkia. No one's, yeah, Bimeko.
That's in 20 minutes after Shkia.
And they normally down in mind, then start at Zasri. Till 18. Up to 18 minutes, I would. Because I can still make it Sukhsik. Some shiddles that, let's say, Benish Mashis is 3/4 of the mil. If you all mil 24 minutes, it's 18.
This is what? Only in Eretz Israel. In America, they have Mincha Maariz together. Is it a problem?
Not that. That's the Mekashman. It'll be totally in when this man... It'll be totally when this man Maariz. In America, for sure, he can use a skew. Because they're Dami Maariz early. What I mean is, you're not saying over Krishma. You're not saying over Krishma, you're Dami 18 minutes after, whatever. But up to 18 minutes, that's what I promise. If I lay, did I have sick?
Why do we start doing past 13
then? Because if you hold 24 minutes... If you hold 24 minutes in the mill, so 3/4 mill is 18 minutes. So
the grinder is more than that?
It'll be 18 minutes according to that. Classical is the mill is 18 minutes, but fine.
Those we don't say, we don't do this what's
making. There's Yom Kippur, Shaila. Right, she did the Dika 6 days, day 7 was Yom Kippur. She forgot. Oh, this is a great story. She did Vedika 6 days. And Yom Kippur hasn't told you to do Vedika during the Zman and Nila, Sef Yom Kippur with the.
She
used to meet a Shar. Anyhow, she forgot to do it. She davened Nila and she got carried away and she finished the 20 minutes after Shkia. She did it for 6 days. So this is my story. So whatever, Kisser hasn't came on there, whatever. So fine, so what's halacha? Start with that.
Next day.
What?
The next day. The same lady that
did
the
and go to the morning?
What?
She did the morning one?
So yes, we have the Dagom Rav
Avva. Did she do the morning or not?
No. Nothing they said. So Chavis says Rishon Shvi'i is Mak. We have the Dagom Rav Avva which says that if you have, you can't have 5 days in between. If you have Rishon and Shishi or whatever, you only have 5 days in between, it's going to be okay. Maybe you himself was chosen like the Dagom Rav Avva and held that you need Rishon and Shvi, and you can connect it. Rishon, Shishi, Shvi.
You
can see Rav, but he's not going to let you go to Mikvah night. Maybe then. He says, I can retire if it. Do 1, 3, and 8. I can't go to Mikvah, I just do 1 and 3. I mean, the mice was a good mice. It was like an hour after, whatever. It was like, kids, by the time they called Rav, was, you know, the Rav isn't, did you make up Dalia? So the person said no. She said, do Bedika, and then do Avdala, and then go to Avdala.
And
there's
a book for the day on the next day.
What?
First up here for next day.
What'd I say?
First up here for next
no.
day.
So what was, no. So what was the chajman? They asked, like, my high. He said, it was 2 hours after Tzeis. If they were so bothered by it, they didn't make Avdol yet. They didn't eat. If they're so stirred by it, I suppose they can sack it as
such.
What's
that?
Huh? That thing from a. What? What did you say?
Wow.
That's the chesed of my carpings from the Ashiv, that maybe it's. You can sack it as. He means from Sefer Chinuch. Yeah, that was a chesed from Karpish and Rabbi Asher. They're doing a bit of a night. Maybe I have Sefer Chinuch. Maybe I have Dagom Rav Avva. Maybe, you know, that was that chesed. Fine. What's that? He says when you do Rishon, whatever, he says do a bit of a before. The Chinuch brings down by the case of Batgad Bar Rishon, and then you only did Shmini. According to Rav, it's close enough to Rishon Sefer. He says still do a bit of a now. On the side.
So this Havdalah thing was just a way of seeing that it's a Shasat Chak. It wasn't
right, and it's also a way of like that it won't happen again. Also, it's also a smart way of also like they're not that like, that won't happen again. It was before Havdalah, so it's still the day in her mind.
Right? You rely on the devil of
in her mind, it was before the day. There's a lot of times we do that. I'll be honest with you. A lot of times you do that. You do like a Zaitika thing that the person won't have while you're being Magal, so they won't be Magal.
Then in regular Shabbat, you do the same pleasure.
No. whatever. A lot of times you do, they do a zaitik cheshbon that why they won't have why you're being mekel, and that it won't happen again. And it's, you know, and it's a shasat chak.
So would you trick me?
Not so much, no. Relax. Fine, but stand in case you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You missed day 7. No, it's just go pass this way one day and do 8. Unless it's Shasachak, we do have Dagon Bava, but you know. And they do Vedika, Shasachak, do Vedika and go down, fine. What time is it?
10 to 1.
Okay, this was, and this is not such a good, a lady left the Meichen for all the days.
What?
She got when she went to the mikvah, like, and like, whoa, what's this?
No. And she did all her vedikas?
She did all vedikas. The question is, did she not do chayim v'stakin because of that?
But the mikvah was doing chayim v'stakin.
Every day she
walked chayim v'stakin, God only said.
What's better than that?
Low battery, please charge.
Eisen.
Chayim, it's okay. Fine.
It's
so much on that. That you walked around and the you know. Saves man.
Low battery. Please charge.
A lady did 1 through 6. Day 7 she started staining.
1, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Day 7 she started staining. So I guess we skipped the high and 2 shayas. Can she skip day 7? Start that.
Count. Yeah,
push it
off a day.
You have and can you push off a day? Let's go those 2 shots. She said, 1, 3, 4, 5, 6. Day 7, she starts staining.
Push off a day and see how it goes.
A guy just asked me, can she go? She's afraid, like, his wife's going to stain. So she wants to know that the ladies go to mikvah tomorrow. So can she go to mikvah during the day?
When do they go to mikvah?
She says
you're Harry and Kipper, a lot of shaman ladies go to mikvah. Oh. So she wants to go to mikvah tomorrow during the day. How's the style?
And then
what? She's Zion again? What? It's really for the next time.
Do you have a Zion day? Zion day?
Whatever. Okay, that's really for next time. But I'll combine them. So what were we just talking about? Okay, so she's staining now. She wants to know. I guess start with this. Day 3, she's staining. Does she have to do Vedika or not?
No.
Why not?
We said it from day 1 and 7.
But
she didn't do day 7.
Why? It can only be 7 on 1 and 7, though.
1 and 7, is the ever? Okay, I'll start over again. How many are you supposed to do?
14.
When are we making it to do 1 and 7? Maka, which is kosher alabayla, whatever. Now, she's just staining. Are we going to be makel to go ahead and do a bidika or not? To not to do bidika?
During the design?
Yeah, day 4.
You're staining a day.
Day 4. Can't you skip day 4? Day 4, staining. I'm going to skip day 4. Take a vacation.
She's going to be fine.
Why should she
stop?
Is it
a maska? I don't know. I know she. I know I'm bleeding. I know I'm going to have done. I know I'm going to come out, sir. I know I'm gonna come out.
You know what the Haragasha is?
Huh?
You know what to know to the Haragasha,
right? Haragasha.
Okay, we do Vedika. Okay, so this is Machlokes between Rav Moshe and Rav Asher. Rav Asher holds the whole Tachas of Vedika is the Jack and the bleeding. You know, the Masha Tzarech Lasot and Zo.
Check what? Check if you're having some.
Well, we had different stuff. Either it's, okay, that's the Chavis Das, you know, or Bashas Vedika. A person, we're not simich on that you're not having our gosha, if you have to do bedika to mavara that, whatever the svar is. But Rav Asher, that's your chiyuv bedika, you have to do it, and therefore you can't play around. And Rav Moshe says that the whole part is agasha. You know, you're not being magish, and Rav Moshe was more meiko. Berkowitz is like very fired now, he's never meiko. But I might say, this is Rav Moshe.
A woman that always has.
Would you skip a morning one?
What?
Revert with to.
Nothing, 14. You have to 14 days, huh?
It's like, the rush. There's other issues like police. Luckily, we can later today.
You do one bidika.
You skip the morning one.
You try to do a little later. Oh, you know, after the first
one,
thing.
On that day 4, this case, can I skip the morning one? Maybe by tonight I'll be better.
You skip bidika, so I don't know.
Where's the Russia? Where's the Russia?
From Moshe was in Ayin Chas, Ayin Chas. He's not, he's fire. He doesn't, he's not, a very large fire. This is your Chivadika, you have to do it.
Moshe is
a it was on the Mamre Kremis in one of the two. Ayin Chas, Ayin Chas. There's a Macheshes about it. There's, but they don't say any Svar. Who's Macheshes?
Remember?
Lamin Hay was maybe? Macheshes Lamin Hay about it. There was, who else did we see? Mecheshes. Well, those are the more current.
No,
it's not ma'akev. The question is, why? Who's taking makeh? Why?
Why? Why not? Because it's only seven truma.
So we pass it to two bigs a day.
Because
that. Fine, but you're supposed to do two bigs a day. Well, so why you never do it? Tired. Well, why? Yeah, you do. So what are we checking for? We do chibedika when you're not bleeding. So then. Fine. So what would that's always staining? Is that going to be mikvah? Fine. Are you supposed to check your underwear during the design camp?
Yes.
Yeah. Kidding. So that's it. Yeah. Lady did extra bedika.
Does it like mom's research the laundry to check it?
Yeah. The Rosh says you do. You check yourself and you check yourself and whatever. A lady did hefsek 1, 3. I forgot day 7. So what'd she do?
Eight.
Push up eight and then do 8. How many bedikas should you go to bodeka during the Zayin Kim? Somebody has a makan.
1, 7.
Bedikas should you go to bodeka during the Zayin Kim? Somebody has a makan.
1, 7.
No. Hefsek 1 and 7, saying, and there are some who make along one in that situation. Because Maisa Chavdas or Chashuchan say that B'makay Maka Igun will be Mako. Now they say Shabbos, own days would have to be Mako because they didn't have the council of Bedekas. Now they say Shabbos nowadays. Nowadays, it's not Septimah, they don't charge so much second time. They give a Zayin, not each time. Once you come in, Zayin Kim, they charge more.
80 and 35, I think. Each
40.
Now the Zayin is, whatever, you know. Fine. The lady did a bedika. Didn't do chayim v'stakin. What's the halacha? Didn't do chayim v'stakin.
No problem.
Oh, a lady was counting Zayin Kim, she got mixed up in the days.
She
wanted to be revived.
Remember what day she was up to.
So I saw it, I saw it in the safe, I didn't see inside. He says that that's a problem. I don't see why in the world. She got it, she counted day 4 instead of day 5. But I don't see any reason in the world why she had a problem. Wait a second. We're not close to that. A lady. She did a bedika, she thought it was no good. And so she took off the white, starting all over again, and then ended up the bedika was good. So that's the Chadas, he said, doing my flakes and the Achrein on the Maisa, the Chaznish, brought a raya from Shaito, I think is a very good raya. Shaito is able to do Zayin Nekiyim. What's with the Sanzmas time, which we also works with Esach Hadas, and my Bediyavid, Omiko, and Esach Hadas. She can't remember if she's standing in Yom Zayin. She says, I don't remember if I did a bdika Yom Rishon.
She did a mic?
No, she's not doing a mic. You don't do a mic. Did a half sick?
Did a half sick?
Well, on day 7 now, I don't remember if I did a bdika on Yom Rishon. I can't remember right now. I'm not sure. No, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. My husband's like, I don't know. We didn't make it. They asked the Rav. Rav said, no, you didn't make a bdika.
Yom Shani, you did?
What's that?
If you do bedika at night,
it's Sarabana. What? Oh, that's Eva Chumas. What? Passes me sex bacon. Maybe she did a bedika, maybe one bedika works. I'm saying.
Maybe
one bedika works, right? You didn't have the same lockup, but it is. And plus, it's like Benishmash, same type of thing, you know. So if it's naturally the bedika, then we're going to be makeup. A lady started doing bedika before Shkia and finished after Shkia. What? A lady staying during the Zion, he says, okay, Pashas. A lady wants to wear pad during the Zion Kim.
Yes. It.
Okay, Pashas, okay.
Lady
did Bdika
at night.
Finally, did Bdika at night. That what? Maybe Huda brings down the. He brings down that. His Machlokes Rashi places Roy Bishonim about Tzvirus Light is not considered a Sphira. He's Mekel Shasad Chak with, if he did a Moich, see, Achrein was talking, plus that.
If you did it 7 days, you did it on day 3 at night.
So hold on a second.
Happy for what?
Day 1.
You did on day 6.
If you don't want to say like this, like if a lady did a, I've lost it over here, as a lady did a moich, left it in through the night, so then into Tzitzel Chavim, a real night, not 18 minutes after Shkia, real good Kishmaka night, so therefore that could be a severe Salayla, so we could be saying that maybe that's called day 1. She did a hafsik and forgot day 1. But she had a moich all the way through Tzeis. So maybe you're just saying that you could count the, you could count it. And now the question Bizmanaza is, do our moichs go all the way in? Do our moichs go all the way in? Did a bedika, didn't look at it and lost it. What's the halacha?
She was.
Did a bedika, didn't look at it and lost it?
It's fine.
It's fine, because no suffix, because no reisa. You didn't look at it, it's no reisa. So. If I looked at it, I wasn't.
Is it a bedika?
No, it's not a bedika. Yeah, it's not a bedika. But it's not a. You don't have to ask her. If it's not a bedika, it's a makkah. You did a bedika, had a shayla, and you lost it. What's the halacha? Suffered the reisa, and you're going to have to. What? What do you say? Fine. A lady did a bedika, do you. A lady did a bedika, so she look at it. If. Let's say she did a bedika. She goes to the doctor. Doctor did an examination. You have to ask the doctor, was there any blood on the
thing? Did she really do her two bedikas that day?
It's like, no. If you didn't do this two bedikas a day, then yes. You could do two bedikas a day. I'm doing a bedika. So. She only does research. She has a makkah. Fine. We make it for you. But makkah, you don't have to do it. Now, somebody's in there seeing you. So that you have to be
back. No, it's 10 a.m. She did one already at 9 a.m.
What do I say?
Why should she do it
later on? She can do it later on, but she's not going to do it later on. My lady's only doing, we're all saying, she's not doing 14 bedikas. So the doctor goes in, about it, you should ask him, let this be your bedika. We'll make you not to do bedikas because it hurts, because you get a maca. If somebody's doing a bedika, then you have to find out. If the doctor sees blood, agav, the doctor always has to tell you. Because if blood's coming out of the car, you are usher.
So if the doctor
what? The doctor's supposed to tell you that he sees blood. You're not going to ask him, there's no reza, so. The doctor sees blood, you're usher, and he's supposed to tell you that.
Is it leaving up to the?
What?
Could you make it?
No, there's no race. I don't have to assume it. Don't
so
have to assume
it. So now that the swab, okay, I'm gonna do my own bedikah.
So you should ask. You
could.
You have to ask him. You don't have to ask.
You have no race.
So it's not. You never have to ask.
I don't have a race. Now, if I'm not doing 14 bedikas, I should ask him because let this be my bedikah.
You can do your bedikah if you want.
Yeah.
But
now you could argue and say that there isn't a minute called my religious decoration of Shavuot, so maybe I should look at it. So that Ramesh says we don't do this as much as Zman Azed because Zman Azed we're as thick as on colors. You could argue the rush of looking at your underwear, but okay, it's a lady did a bedika the first 3 days. A lady finds a cast the first 3 days. Are we Taylor?
Just
catch up on underwear.
What?
Just catch up on underwear. She thinks.
Less than it's not a toilet.
More than a dress.
It's
if you know about Vada, it's not a Tuya, but a lady, she was on a trip and she realized she didn't have a bedika cloth, so she did a bedika with her finger.
Nothing.
That's no good. Did a bedika with tissue. Depends if it rips or not.
Undershirt
oval things.
Mask. I heard of someone that did a bedika with a mask.
You were by Chabura.
Shemaisa?
No one did it.
We're out of time. Okay, we should stop here. We'll do one more shayla. Just comes out of time. The Nova ring always is a big mess. Leila leaves the Nova ring in. So first, when should take the Nova ring out? So Mekubal, Hefsek, Mishim, Shvi, Mikvah, you should take it out. When you take it out, you should put it back in right away because you leave it out for too many hours. Lost your birth control. Now, the big shayla always comes in. The lady didn't do it. That's very complicated. The lady did not take out the Nova ring. That's a very, very complicated shayla in terms of what's going to. The shayla is a makkah of Hermistakim or not? Just the, is a makkah of Hermistakim? Is it the bach of like, now this is my bidiyavet or your, you know, what you did? What? Chatzitza also is very, very complicated. Right, Berkowitz, Lonsel, we may go now, Lonsel, when you go back.
What?
In fact, now on, so make you go back. It's not clear whether is the water gets in there. It's sitting there. How tight it is. All these things are things which are very not dvarim. Okay, so I guess we'll stop.